The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On. Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go. Can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
Played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Lifestyle hub. So, I've been talking about this for a while now, about what would be needed to be included into a hub of a city to kind of make it, not easier, but just more enticing for the NHL to come here, but also for the players to kind of sign off. Again, we're not, these players aren't kings. We don't have to treat them like the royalty, but, maybe inside a bubble for 2 months, whatever it would be, maybe longer. You want to make sure there's options for these guys to do different things and to not go stir crazy. I recognize there are jobs that don't have the same things, but this is a little bit different world, and I don't always feel that sports is really included in the real world, so we're going to just suspend that for now. But Darren Dreger had this tweet earlier this morning. I loved it. Curious what NHL players think about this. Edmonton's rolling out an impressive hashtag or lifestyle presentation is Hub City Quest. Secured golf course, cooler temps. Although Edmonton's hot this summer, but it's not Florida or Vegas. Outdoor big screens for movie nights and other games. Some fun stuff planned. More tonight on Insider Trading. So we all look forward to tuning into that. And so it kind of got me thinking all day about what are some of the little things that could be done. Not necessarily to lure players here, to lure the league there, but just to make sure that the players feel like there's stuff going on. So one thing I thought of, and this one's a no-brainer, is to have a hairstylist available, because guys are going to be there for a while. They might want to get their hair done, and just gives you a sense of normalcy. So a guy like, not that Mo has to do, but I know he does cut many of the orders haircut. Maybe a guy like Mo would present himself as a guy that would, come in and every now and then, or I don't know how that worked if it was an option for him to go in to cut people's hair. Another option might be in bringing in some clothing stores, that might be able to order from. I might say, okay, Lululemon, I like these five pieces of clothing. They bring them in, drop them off, and you can kind of try them out, and whatever they work, you keep them. Just to have the guys kind of fill their days a little bit. I already mentioned the idea of some kind of a bar. Now we know that the casino is attached to the rink, the Grand Villa Casino, which is unfortunately shut down right now, but it's a great place. Could you have that open? Could you open up the casino?
Of course you could. Why couldn't you?
Well, with the dealers, because how are you going to deal with the dealers, right? You're going to need something. I mean, unless the guy just want to play slots.
Well, Crystal Glass can come in and just put up a...
Yeah, fair
right,
point.
Put up a glass thing around it.
And I think with the proximity of those two buildings, I think that'd be something, again, that just adds another layer, another options for guys to do. Because, if you're going to be there for 2-3 weeks, it's not a big deal. But if you're going to be there for two months or more, it does add another layer of things you can do. So don't forget that these guys, although it's not millions of dollars, these guys will be, leaving some money in these different places, as will the team. So, it's not going to be a huge economic boom for the city. I mean, every penny that comes in the city does help. So those are the kind of things. So again, hairstylist, some clothing, and then maybe a bar / the ability to have the casino open. Those four things, I'd suspect we'd see on some level when these guys get together, when Drake's and those guys get together in Insider Trading. Those are, I bet you for sure you're going to hear one or two of those things in their presentation tonight.